All right, we're going to call this meeting to order. Welcome, everyone, on this very cold evening. We appreciate your coming out. There's nothing like the evenings where we have elementary school presentations. Nice to see folks out. This would be the December 5th meeting of the Kenai Peninsula Borough Board of Education. We are in the assembly chambers at the Kenai Peninsula Borough Building. You folks don't know it. I will tell you in advance if we seem a little clumsy this evening with the operation of our meeting. You'll notice on the screen that our agenda is there. This is a whole new system we're trying for the very first time tonight. So if we seem a little more incompetent than usual, there's a reason for it. It's the computer's fault. I'd like to ask everyone to stand and join us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Mr. Castamore, district mission statement, please.
The mission of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District is to develop productive, responsible citizens who are prepared to be successful in a dynamic world.
Thank you. Mrs. Trestler, would you call the roll?
Sorry. Mr. Anderson?
Excused.
Mr. Castamore?
Present.
Ms. Holt? Here. Mr. Holt?
He is excused temporarily.
Mr. Ilg?
Here.
Mr. Kelly?
Here.
Mr. Navarre?
Excused.
Mrs. Wadla?
Present.
Mr. Arnaz?
Here. You have before you the agenda for this evening. Are there any additions, deletions, changes to the agenda? And we now need a motion and a second.
I move to approve the minutes of the agenda.
Not the minutes, the agenda.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Kelly. Is there an objection? Oh, no, we're going to do this. This will be our first try. Advisory vote. Mr. Dusick.
Yes.
All right. Mrs. Trestler, would you open the voting, please?
It's open. Everyone's voted.
Close the vote. Wow. Did somebody say cumbersome? We'll get it. Don't worry. You have before you the minutes of the December or the November. Doesn't tell me. What was the date in November?
November 7th.
November 7th. Minutes from the November 7th meeting. Are there any changes, additions, deletions to those minutes? Once again, we need a motion.
I move to approve the minutes of November 7th, 2016.
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Hull. Is there discussion? Mr. Dusick, advisory vote?
Yes.
Mrs. Fresser, would you open the voting, please? History being made here, folks. History being made. There it is.
Everyone's voted.
You can close the vote. There it is. All right. Okay. Now we can have some fun. Mr. Brantley, come on down. You can wander right over here and steady yourself on the corner of the Right over here. We like to embarrass people as much as we can. Go ahead.
Galen Brantley, coach and educator, has served the students and community of the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District since the dawn of time. Or more accurately, since August 2002, when he began working in Kenai in the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District, coaching a record of 97 wins and only 5 losses is the only portion of what makes Mr. Brantley such an important or positive impact for our students and athletes. At the state level, his teams earn championships on the field, state academic awards for the highest division GPA, and sportsmanship awards. Darren Jones said, "I'll never forget the way the first away game my wife and I attended as So-High football parents in Palmer. The JV and varsity teams played on Friday evening, and the C team played the following day. My freshman son was kicking for the JV team. I noticed at halftime during the JV game when the varsity players and coaches went to the locker room to prepare for the varsity game that Coach Brantley stayed the entire second half, cheering up and down the sidelines, spending time with each player. Hugs, high five, pats on the back were generously given to all. He then repeated the process with the varsity team. The next morning, after sleeping on the gym floor, I remember those days, he was back on the field doing the same with the C team. He gets to know each student's personality and builds their self-esteem and self-worth. I have watched Galen Brantley grow into a caring yet demanding coach who understands his athletes and wants what is best for them while at the same time expecting the best from them for their efforts," said Heather Swanson. "As a mother on the sidelines, I have witnessed a passion that Coach Brantley has for young athletes," said Brandy Urban. "Our middle son needed structure, and Coach Brantley's football program has been a perfect fit for him all 4 years of school. He encourages his athletes to pursue college and has given our older son a love of football that we never saw coming. Hearing things from our boys that they do prior to games melts my heart as they all gather in prayer," Shelley Furlong said. "Coach Brantley has done so much more than coach both of my boys. In some of the most adverse situations, he is able to reach out and share moments of support and courage when they needed it the most. Coach Brantley has graciously led my boys to set goals and accomplish challenges, both on and off the field, with great determination and kindness. Kids come and kids go, but Galen and his staff remain constant," said Tim and Ken Trammell. "During the 2014 year, many members of the team spent significant time in our home. They were no more than a bunch of goofy kids. However, all these carefree kids changed as soon as they walked into the football locker room, where they became focused and disciplined on game day. It was an amazing transition. What we found most interesting was watching these same young men after they graduated. They have carried the discipline and motivation into their early adulthood. Many of these young men still contact Coach for advice and mentoring. Coach Brantley also encourages mentoring of past student athletes with players that are currently in the program. It was impressive to watch last year's comeback linebacker and tackle helping this year's cornerback, linebacker, and tackle. We were literally watching them pass the torch. The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Board of Education is proud to recognize Mr. Galen Brantley for his dedication to the students of the school district, past, present, and future. Thank you.
You're not done yet.
Thank you. You are amazing.
Thank you.
the board opened.
Mm. Okay. Did you note Mr. Holtz returned? Thank you.
Yes, thank you.
Ms. Jeanette Wick. Ms. Jeanette Wick, Unit Director of the Nikiski Boys and Girls Club, definitely goes above and beyond in her service to youth. In fact, say the students and staff of Nikiski North Star Elementary, Ms. Wick may be described as having gone above, beyond, and upside down to selflessly meet the needs of the Nikiski North Star students. Ms. Wick has served as the Unit Director for the Nikiski Clubhouse since 2003, and during that time the program has expanded and flourished. A typical day brings 100 students to the clubhouse, and in the summer of 2016, they had the highest attendance ever recorded. Jeanette attracts many Nikiski North Star employees to work for the clubhouse, which provides a tremendous continuity of service and instruction to our students, said Margaret Gilman, Nikiski North Star Elementary Principal. Under her leadership, there is a tremendous sense of cooperation between Boys and Girls Club and Nikiski North Star. Boys and Girls Club provides support for Family Science Night, Love of Reading Night, and this past summer they took on the additional task of being the summer caretakers for the Nikiski North Star Garden. Ms. Wick also provides assistance with academics for students. She worked with the teachers and was instrumental in requesting funding for Reflex Math, which is used consistently as a means of improving math facts computation at Nikiski North Star and Boys and Girls Club. Jeanette Wick is keenly aware of the needs in the Nikiski community. She can always be relied upon to help families who need assistance with food and is always trying to find ways to assist students who might need help with basic needs. She implemented a fruit and vegetable snack program as well as a supper program at the clubhouse. This provides an opportunity for the kids to have a nourishing snack before they start their after-school programming, and the dinner helps those students whose families may need more assistance. Principal Gilman said, "We are so fortunate at Nikiski North Star Elementary to have a person who demonstrates such caring, kindness, respect, and leadership skills. Her work with the Nikiski Boys and Girls Club will provide lasting benefit to our students." The Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Board of Education is proud to recognize Ms. Jeanette Wick for her dedication to the students of the school district, past, present, and future.
Oh, the whole
Are we ready? Okay, we have a school report from Mountain View Elementary. Mr. Kircher, you're waiting for him to warm up.
Well, stay tuned for a couple technical difficulties, Casey. I think they're just misconfiguring starting up, so we're not going to get through it quick enough. So that's just a time frame. So we'll just we'll go with it.
Okay.
We'll go with it from there. Okay, you're complete. Huh? Okay. Well, we're going to get on with it. Members of the board. What's that? Want to wait? No, okay. You do all have a copy of our visions and perspective report. And so you'll be able to follow along with that on the some of the graphics that we would have on our PowerPoint. So you'd be able to kind of page through that. It kind of goes consecutively with that. So we're sorry for this little technical glitch, but let's get started, and we'll move on from there. Maybe we can catch up on those slides. So anyway, good evening. I'm Carl Kircher, and together with John DeVold, we have the honor and privilege to be the administrative team here at Mountain View Elementary, the largest elementary school, in the Kenai Peninsula Borough School District. As the city of Kenai's only open enrollment, full-service elementary school, Mountain View truly is Kenai's neighborhood school, and we fully embrace the responsibilities and benefits of that moniker. Our staff responds to the diversity of our student population by employing high-level academic and school climate practices that result in positive impacts for all students. You will all be receiving a copy of our Visions and Practices report. However, tonight we'll be limiting our presentation to the portions of the academic and school climate sections of our strategic plan. I'll walk you through some of those pages. The first graph would be on page 5. The first academic graphs represent our 2015-16 goals and performance for primary grades math. The goal is based on performing above the national norm or average on Spring's AIM-WEBS math assessments. Performing at the national norm or national average would be represented by 75% of our students being above the 25th percentile. The national average is illustrated by the light blue bar, and Mountain View performance is illustrated by the dark blue bar. The next academic graph represents our 2015-16 goals and performance for intermediate grades math. We have consistently administered performance series assessments to our 3rd through 5th grade students for the last 5 years, so our data gathering has been reliable despite the recent state standardized testing foibles. For the last 2 years, this intermediate goal has been based on increasing the number of students making annual decile gain, or 1 year's growth, from fall to spring on performance series math assessments. This is an aggressive goal, as minor drops in student performance may cause students not to achieve this gain. However, this goal, coupled with student growth maps for all students in math, really helps us focus in on individual students. The last academic graph illustrates how Mountain View intermediate students perform against the national norm in the Spring Performance Series math assessments. This graph is similar to the one presented for our primary grades, and I believe truly represents the strength of our overall K-5 math program. Once again, the national average is represented by the light blue bar, and our performance is represented by the dark blue bar. So just as a quick refresher, thank you, John. Can we go back through those slides real quick? In the nick of time, thank you. So for our 15-16 strategic plan, primary students, you'll notice that the light blue bar is the national average, and the dark blue bar is our primary students' performance. Next slide is our intermediate students' annual decile gain. Our goal was for 60% of our students to make that annual decile gain, and as you see through 3rd through 4th grade, we matched or exceeded those goals. And for our intermediate students in ed performance, you'll notice that the national average is 75% to be average, and we exceeded those averages across the board in our 3rd to 4th grade. Mr. DeVold.
Hello, my name is John DeVold, and I'm the assistant principal at Mountain View. We have a great school, not just academically, but our school climate is fantastic, too. What makes our school climate great is our students. They're amazing, and they help create a welcoming and wonderful school environment. They're able to do this because they're learning about and participating on how to resolve their differences, regulate their emotions, and build connections. At the heart of our positive school climate is our school-developed positive response to conflict program. When students receive instruction and are able to use the strategies contained in our program, they're able to get along. They demonstrate an improved respect for each other, and consequently their academics improve because they can take care of problems quickly and independently. Teachers value this program so much they spend the first 6 weeks of school teaching each of the program's strategies. The instruction is comprised of teacher-created lessons that are shared among staff, so the instruction is consistently taught from class to class. Additionally, the PRC wheel is provided as a visual reminder to students around the school, on the bus, and we even send copies of it home to parents. The data we've collected about our program implementation is quite remarkable. Last year, we surveyed students and families about our program. 94% of our students reported using the PRC wheel successfully to solve a conflict with a peer. More than 90% of the families reported that they were knowledgeable about the positive response to conflict program. But the coolest data point we found was that 87% of our families responded that they or their student have used the PRC wheel to solve a problem at home, which is only a 7% difference from school to home. Beyond the data, though, is being able to witness the day-to-day uses by students to advocate for themselves and to solve problems constructively. It is common to hear a student use a positive question or politely ask another student to stop and give a reason for their request. When you hear it, you pause and take it in because it's impressive. Sometimes it's so natural and fluid with the students that you may even miss the conflict being solved altogether. Another product of asking students to solve conflicts on their own is clarifying for students the difference between conflict and bullying. The school developed another useful visual to distinguish the difference. This poster gives teachers, students, and parents common language and understanding of bullying behavior and clarifies when a student can attempt to solve the problem and when to get help from an adult. We are proud of our school climate, and we welcome members of the community to come and see it in action. However, tonight we're bringing a demonstration of some of the strategies to you. Our students, with some help from Mr. Holt and Ms. Vadla, are going to take it from here. So, students, please come on up and share some of the strategies with us. And board members, members of the board, we would like to have you come down and join us at the audience.
I will be telling you about politely asking to stop and tell them why. You could use it if someone was tapping you on the shoulder during a game. If you chose to yell and say, "Hey, cut that out," it wouldn't stop the problem. It would probably make it worse. Instead, you should use politely asking to stop and tell them why. You would look them in the eye and politely but firmly say, "Please stop tapping on my shoulder. It's distracting me from my game. Thanks for letting me tell you about politely asking to stop and tell them why."
Talk it out. Talk it out is about not fighting or getting everyone mad at each other. It is a process to calm people down and to let them wish each other well as they solve their conflict. It gives them an opportunity to say what's on their mind, how they feel, to say sorry really nice, and to move on.
Let it go. If you get mad about something, you can just let it go. For example, if you had a ball and someone took it from you, you would just let it go and get a different ball. Letting it go makes me feel happy and calm. That's what I think about let it go.
This is a kindergarten model here. I'm going to talk about positive questions. We use positive questions when we have to solve a problem. Someone could call you a name, and you could say, "Did you know when you call me a name that that hurts my feelings?" Also, you could be playing a game and go to the bathroom, and when you came back, somebody could use in that game. And instead of getting mad at them, you could say, Did you know I was playing that game, and I would like to keep playing it?
If you get really mad at someone, just simply walk away until you are ready to go back. Then you'll let it go and play with them like nothing happened. Or maybe you use a positive question, or if you have to, you can talk it out. Sometimes it's a good way to wait and cool off. Compromise and share. Sometimes you have to compromise and share to get along. You can't always get your way. Say you wanted to play a game and your friend you make a deal and keep it. We all have rules for sharing playground equipment.
We are now doing a few short skits to show how we use some real strategies to positively respond to conflicts that come up at school. We begin with two students in class during independent work time.
I am so angry at Tyler for stealing my hat and running away with it at recess again. We've always been friends, but this is starting to make me mad.
Nathan had to chase Tyler down to get his hat and was laughing at him when he gave it back. His other friends were laughing too. He was too angry to say anything and just ran away.
It's all I can think about. If I try to get him in trouble, it'll probably just make it worse.
Takeda arrives on the scene and suggests a possible solution.
Hey, you look pretty bummed out. Maybe you should try using the talk it out strategy to resolve this conflict. That way you can solve the problem with your friend, get off your mind, and get back to work.
That's a good idea. Are you willing to do the talk it out process with me, Tyler?
Yes.
I wish you well. 1, 2, 3, let's do it. Please, next time, if you want to play with me, just ask.
Okay, I can do that.
I think it's okay.
All right. Way to go.
Skit 2 begins with Penny and Belle walking in line with their class. Penny is in front, Belle is in back. Belle looks at Penny's foot and steps on her heel on purpose.
Hey, cut it off! Knock it off! Yeah. Mr. Doofik! Mr. Doofik!
Yes, Miss Barbara.
Yes, you are.
Go on, dog.
Politely asks them to stop and tell them why, walks up to the scene.
Being rude back to somebody when they are of your age is going to do more like this.
That ends our skit on Mountain View's positive responses to the conflict wheel. These strategies help us get along together and solve our own problems. Maybe they could help you too. To end our school's presentation on a further note of kindness, Mr. Dillon will be bringing in some members of our youth chorus to sing an appropriate song. The youth chorus is a curricular class that goes after school.
Thank you. thank you very kindly, Ms. Kircher, and all of your... Take a 5 minute at ease so the little ones who need to get home and get to bed can gracefully get out the door. But thank you very much for coming out tonight.
All right, let's move forward here. We have yet another school report this evening from Sterling Elementary, Ms. Denise Kelly. And her cheering section.
Turn it on. Hello, now am I on? Oh, red is on. Red shouldn't be on.
You just turned it off.
And do I have to hold it? Are you sure? Okay, I'm watching it now. Now I can make it over. Good evening. Thank you for having Sterling Elementary at the board meeting tonight. We really appreciate having the opportunity to talk to you about what it is that we've been doing at our school this year in particular, but for years before. We are a very strong supporter of our PBIS program. And have been for many years, well before I've been principal there. Very, very proud to have a very strong program. And this year, one of the things that we noticed in our data is that we went from last year having less than one referral per day to the Office of Students for Behaviors to more than one referral per day. And quite honestly, when I looked at the data, I believe that since the beginning of the school year, so from August to October, I suspended more students for fighting in that 3 months than I did all last school year. So we looked at that and we saw what's going on and we wanted to make a change. So we look at, well, what do we do about it? And so one of the things that we were looking at in terms of a whole school opportunity was something that we could teach, something that we could help to measure, something that we could bring about as a change for everybody, including all of our teachers and our staff. So we employed the 21-Day Kindness Challenge. There's a couple of women who founded this challenge. They were parents of kids in their own school. And so we took this on. We took on a 21-Day Kindness Challenge. We actually just finished our challenge on December 1st. We were really lucky to have Marty Anderson at our kickoff assembly on Halloween Day. We had Senator Machicki there who all gave speeches about kindness. And then we just had our celebration assembly on December 1st. And so what our school did with the help of one of our teachers, Ms. Duval, and a very, very wonderfully gifted husband of another teacher, Mr. Gottfried, put together a video for us and kind of encompassed the entire challenge for us. And this was a really big deal because if you notice, October, we had 1.67 referrals per day to the office, and through the month of November, which is when our challenge was, we went down to 1.14. So the hope is that we'll continue to go down because this has been a year like no other to start with our behaviors, and we're working really hard to get our students to work together and to be more cohesive, which we've seen in previous years. So I'd like to share with you our video. There's a sound. There's no sound.
Are you muted?
I'm not muted. I didn't turn off the microphone either.
Smile alone is gone.
So what you're seeing is our kindness chains. Every student and staff was challenged to write out 5 kindness strips a day, and we linked them into chains that ended up being 931 feet long, which was 6,571 acts of kindness for our school in 21 days.
Our class has been doing teacher kindness missions. We gave apples to the teachers.
Our class made letters for veterans.
I picked up garbage.
I collected food for the food drive.
We cleaned the walls for Mr. Monty.
I gave Mr. Guthrie a high five yesterday.
I helped someone up.
I got the pencils for Miss Heidi.
I said kind words on Halloween.
When they gave me the candy, I said please, and then I said thank you.
I gave someone a hug.
I helped Matt up when he tripped.
Would be a little bit happier, but people have to do more than one kind thing to actually make the world happy.
Giving my teacher a high five and stuff, it made me pretty happy.
My favorite act of kindness was giving my teacher bread and being
a My favorite act of kindness was helping people with math, and it makes me excited how they're learning it with me.
I was cheering up a kid, and it made me feel pretty happy. It was kind of down.
I said thank you to Christina on the bus.
We didn't call to a kid. The kids in our class were sick.
We picked up rocks for Mr. Monty.
It makes me feel happy.
They dropped a lot of markers, and I could help them.
It feels like I want to be friends with them, and it feels like they're going to be my best friend forever.
When I do kind things, it makes me feel warm and light.
When I do kind things, it makes me feel happy.
When I do kind things, it makes me feel nice.
When I do kindness, it makes me want to do more kindness.
Really good.
I feel cared about. Every day I go to this small class and help the kindergartners.
When I help the kindergartners, it makes me feel happy.
To not hate other people.
Tell people are doing kind things makes other people happy, so they'll want to do kind things to other people.
You can be kind to others, so that they get the message about being kind and they know what to do so they can pass it on to everybody else.
the mind can be very surprised when they have that the normal question me. I'm so excited. Are you ready?
Kindness is contagious.
So I also want to, because Mr. Kircher went over, share Ms. Nuremberg's class's video. They took our kindness challenge above and beyond what I would have even envisioned for our school and for all of our students. And they put together this video of all of the acts that they did. The kids chose the acts of kindness that they were going to do, and they put it all together.
Our school challenged us to a 21-day kindness challenge.
That kind of thing. We know kids can change the world. So we formed a kindness squad in our classroom.
So we formed the kindness squad in our classroom, a soccer organization with a mission of changing the world with kindness.
Kindness is like a no-one. When one person does it, it spreads. It's contagious. Today we're spreading kindness by bringing the apple and flowers to the beach. We are going to have an Operation Christmas. We will send all this stuff to our kids and we're going to have fun. Today we're doing a project for our custodian.
We are making cards for children in the hospital.
Today we're going to show kindness to our country by giving Cole a postcard.
Unfortunately, Ms. Nuremberg wasn't able to be here tonight, and I really wanted her to be able to share with you everything that she did with her class and why they took on the challenges that they took on. But as a whole school community, we do have one question for you. What are you going to do to change the world? Thank you for having us tonight.
Thank you. Clearly you didn't get the memo. We change the world every Monday night here.
Every Monday?
Once a month. Any questions for Ms. Kelly? That looks like quite the program you put on there.
It was very fun, actually. And, you know, the best part about it, honestly, and you could ask any of our teachers here, really, is being able to use, you know, we're doing a 21-day kindness challenge. Let's talk about this and try to figure this out as a part of our discussions with our kids every day. They had writing prompts every day. They had a kindness video every day to share. And it was quite exciting.
Very good. Thank you very much. You ladies drive carefully on your way out the road tonight. Let's move on to public presentations. This would be comments by the public on any item not on the agenda this evening. Oh, we need to get the public presentation set up. Anyone in the public who would like to speak during this opportunity? No hearing of delegations this evening. Mr. Dusick, communications and petitions.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. Just a few things to bring to your attention. In the info packet, which is at the bottom of the board docs agenda there, we do have a memo in there from Mr. O'Brien about the Southern Peninsula start and stop times update. I want to draw your attention to that. Things are progressing, but I'm sure there'll be some more communications going out. Principals are working very well together. And I wanted to thank Mr. O'Brien, Mr. Jones, Ms. Cisco for their work and efforts. Nima also did a fantastic job as well, and Peggy for getting the communication out there. Also, another memo from Director Soderquist is the website revision update, and Peggy had a hand in that as well. We're working, making some subtle changes right now and hope to have a pretty good revamp sometime this summer. The state has communicated with us that they have selected, well, they haven't formally selected a vendor for the new assessment. They will be negotiating with Data Recognition Corporation, DRC, to provide the statewide assessment this spring. Hopefully that'll be finalized here in the next month or so. DRC might be familiar with to you. They were the vendor prior to AMP when we had our old standards in place. Also, some important dates for you. Tomorrow is the quarterly work session. Starts 8:30 out at the Steffi Building at KPC. We're going to be working on the strategic plan and also budget discussion. December 6th, also tomorrow evening, I'll be giving the Borough Assembly an update, quarterly update, tomorrow evening. If you want to join me, feel free. Mr. Arness will be somewhere warm. Also, on our website, Peggy has been doing a real nice job with the our holiday concerts that are out there. There's many, many opportunities. Take advantage of getting out to the schools to see that. December 22nd is the end of the semester. It's an in-service day for most of our schools and teachers. And then break officially starts on December 23rd and goes all the way through to January 9th, and our next board meeting is January 16th. That's what I have for communications.
Questions for Mr. Dusick? Representatives selected by the following: advisory committee, site councils, and or authorized student support organizations, KPAA, KPEA, KPESA, or the Borough Assembly.
Good evening. I'd like to start by thanking Mike Ill for my cool new sunglasses. These are pretty great. I hope you guys all got a pair. They ruined my depth perception, which made it hard to eat, but they're pretty cool. Patty Sirwa, you guys are all putting them on. Okay, I'll wear them too. Patty Sirwa wasn't feeling well, so she headed home, so I just wanted to let you guys know that. You guys get comments at the end. I don't get to say it, so I have to say it now. I was really excited to see Mountain View. One student in particular did an excellent job singing. I'll let you guess who that was. KBEA, we've been actively engaged in several things, one of which is the implementation of the new education law that replaced No Child Left Behind. Its name is Every Student Succeeds. And we've been working with the community, gathering information, trying to help implement this law and get some information. And we're collating some of that information that we have now. We had a meeting a couple of weeks ago out at the Sylvania Sports Center, and I'll email that out, and I'll include you guys in that so you can see some of the things that were discussed for our schools. But it's the law provides some exciting opportunities to improve our schools. So we're anxious and happy to be working on that. Thank you, guys. Have a good evening.
Anyone else in any of those categories? See no one. Superintendent's report, Mr. Dusick.
Thank you, Mr. President, members of the board. I wanted to start out by acknowledging many of our schools for the great work that they did over the Thanksgiving holiday season with canned food drives and other events to help our communities and other students in need. Wanted to also remind you that Saturday, Kenai Central is having their annual spaghetti feed that goes and directly supports our students in transition program. So if you have a chance to get to that, that would be fantastic. As you saw tonight as well with Mountain View and in Sterling, we do have a big emphasis on personal relationships with each other, getting along, finding problem solving, finding solutions, being kind to one another. I use the L word quite a bit with our administrators, love. I believe in that concept, and our schools are definitely stepping up in that area. And it's more than just, you know, touchy-feely stuff. It's something that's really important to employers. We hear all the time that a big issue out there is people just can't get along. They can't problem solve. And I've been recently reading a lot of research about kindness as a point of emphasis on the job nowadays. And so I'm really proud of our schools. Thank you, you know, to Sterling, to Nukiski North Stars, also working on a kindness project, Mountain View. A number of our schools are fully committed to helping our kids problem solve and working with each other. That's fantastic to see. Currently with the staff, we do have our healthcare enrollment period open. I wanted to thank, again, Mr. Jones and Ms. Olson and others, Stacy Cockroft, sorry. We're out there informing employees about what the different options are out there, and the period is open until December 16th. And then also we've been working on this, but now that the snow is out there in Saltese Trails, that whole project with Sheila Margaret, hopefully that will pay off dividends now with all the snow that's out there. So I wanted to thank our staff for that work. The state, as we saw tonight and heard from Representative Seaton, the structure is set with the legislature. There's a coalition in the House, as you're aware of. You know, I think our local legislators, as they were discussing tonight, and even a couple that weren't here, we know that they're big supporters of education. There's no doubt about that, and I thank them for their hard work. This is going to be a very difficult session, and we're here to support them with any and all information that they need. Again, I encourage them to make their decisions early in the session when it comes to public education, simply because of our timeline, and also to ease that uncertainty. And as you know, the governor's budget is due out on December 15th, and that will set the timeline, basically, in my mind, of how things will move forward. Some exciting news at the district level. We are in going to begin a pilot project with Kenai Peninsula College through the UA system. Second semester, Nikiski High School and Soldotna High School. We'll have a teacher at each one of those schools basically being mentored by a college professor and offer concurrent credit for those students that are in those classes. One is in the college level math course at Nikiski, and at Soldotna High School it's English. So really excited to see that, because there is a lot of conversation out there about, you know, how well do kids do when they go to college? Are they fully prepared? And what's the level of remediation? We think that this takes to the next step for our students to help them get prepared. I mean, we're a trendsetter in the state with our Jumpstart program. We fully utilize tech prep to articulate curriculum with college, with KPC, and get college credit for kids in career and tech areas. And now this is the next step in our whole process. And, you know, we hope that this will expand and grow. A lot of our staff are adjuncts, and so they're very qualified to make this happen, but it also just in working with that engineering professor will make a big difference on the level of expectation that our kids will be seeing when they get to college. So I'm really excited about that. Thanks to Gary Turner for making that happen, and also the UAA at this point. As you know, I am the current president of the Superintendents Association, so we've been working quite a bit on preparing for the upcoming legislative session. We've also been having multiple discussions with the commissioner on assessment, you know, standards, things such as that, this whole concept of the college pathway and getting kids better prepared for that. And so it's quite a bit of work, but I'm happy to say that for the most part, the things that we're doing here is, again, leading the way. It's real easy for me to be a part of that conversation because we are doing a lot of that. You know, we're going to be fully engaged in distance delivery across the state. There's no doubt in my mind about that. We're already, Mr. Zorbas and Mr. Sparks have been pushing me to learn more about New York State and how they actually schedule distance delivered courses across their state, and it's all on a website. It's real easy for a kid to just plug in, sign up, and it's all handled on this website. And yeah, we're going to have to come up with some common schedules and things like that, but it's very doable, it's very exciting, and it's great to have teachers leading the way, especially in our district. And that is what I have for you this evening. Thank you.
Questions for Mr. Ducey? Thank you, sir. Mr. Jones, finance report.
Okay, you have before you the October report of revenue and expenditures. The good news is that when we look at expenditures in the general fund, we have two major sources, the borough and the state. Those are both at 33% and 34%, so they're right on where they're supposed to be. The expenditures in the general fund and other funds as well are substantially below where the revenues are. That's the plan that we had for the budget year. And so at this point in time, we are operating as per our expectations.
Questions for Mr. Jones? Five-year pupil enrollment projections.
Yeah, these are the pupil enrollment projections that we presented and talked about at the work session today. I think important for any of the audience members that weren't here in this report, we talk about and inform people on the mechanisms that we use to estimate how many students we're going to have. We look at things like what are the feeder schools, you know, how many students are moving where. The system works fairly good for us. Last year, we projected a set amount of students, and this year we were 11 students more than we projected. So when you're talking 8,800 students and you're 11 over, it's a pretty good you know, knock on wood, pretty good system. So I think that what we also talk to and tell people is that as we look down the road, year two, year three, we've got some fair confidence in those numbers. Year four and five, you know, those are far enough off where there's going to be enough changes and can be changes that we're not going to hold real tight to those numbers at this point in time. But I think year one and two, pretty good confidence in those numbers and where we're going.
Questions for Mr. Jones? Thank you, sir. Board reports. These would be board members reporting on activities where they officially represented the board. Ms. Hole?
John O'Brien and I'm drawing a blank now on the Tasmania principal's name, Gary. Gave me a ride so I could save some mileage and be able to get down to Hope to see his introduction to the community at the PTO meeting, and that was really, really interesting. It was very well received down there, and I appreciate the ride and the lunch. And then I did attend the Seward Chamber of Commerce meeting when Trevin Walker made his presentation to the members, and it was really well received. You could tell the business members were very interested in providing more mentorships and job training and that kind of thing for credit. And Sean and Lynn were there, too, so that was good. And then another chamber meeting where Patty Linville, who is our chair of our Seward Community Foundation advisory committee, made a report, and it's amazing. Homer has a great foundation. It's amazing what those foundations can do in a small community. Excuse me. Thank you.
Anyone else? Mr. Hill?
Yeah, I'd like to report that I attended the November 9th GPBSD health insurance meeting at the high school, which I thought was well attended and great information with the employees that were in the audience. And if it's appropriate now, I also wanted to report that I attended the Alaska Association School Board Association annual conference, and I found that experience to be extremely beneficial. I participated in the boardroom boot camp. I've learned so many things connecting with other school board members from across the state, interacted with a lot of students that were involved, much like Brian. It was a four-day session, and I don't think I can summarize it in 2 minutes, but it was eye-opening, informative, and I especially really enjoyed the legislative piece of how broad and how important our school district is, not just here in the Kenai Peninsula, but statewide, and then having our representatives here today reminds me of how important it is what we do here is so significant for our kids. So that's all I'll say, but it was a great experience, and I appreciate being able to attend.
Thank you, Mr. Hill. Anyone else? Mr. Castamore.
I also attended the AASB conference in Anchorage for several days, which was a good opportunity. And I had an opportunity to go out to Nikiski North Star and sit with site council and talk to Mrs. Gilman, which was good. And I started a conversation to go visit Mo. I just haven't finished that conversation yet, so you'll be hearing from me.
Mr. Holt?
Yes, I attended the Kenai Peninsula School Activities Association, the last meeting of the executive board. And it was a usual meeting, lots of discussion about numbers of coaches required for different sporting activities that go on every year and it's constantly being adjusted. One of the The more pressing issues that we had, or the more concerning issues, was the fact that the Kenai Peninsula School Activity Association does not have a policy right now for transgender equity, and we really, I think the school district needs to be aware that that's probably going to be coming up in the future, that we need to start looking at ways to address that issue. Right now, if anything does come up, it goes back to the Alaska State, school, ASAN, has a policy in place, and we have to revert back to their policy, and we need to decide whether that's the policy we want to go with or adopt our own. So there's a lot of concern amongst that board that we don't have it, and we need to at least start talking about it.
Ms. Bodlin.
I went to the T Communicator meeting in Kenai, and as always, I find that really informational and uplifting. I went to Mountain View School on the, I think, the 20th or the 21st to work with the principal, Carl Kircher, and the kids in the skid, even though I forgot one of my most important lines tonight. It was really a blast working with those kids and more so seeing what they're doing over there and what you and the assistant principal have instituted in the school. And then we worked over here last week. I don't know what day, but I went to the AASB conference in Anchorage as well. Every student, every story was the theme of the conference this year, and educating every student every day is what came out of it. And it was packed full of activities. We went to the resolutions the first day on Thursday, which is a lot of work, but it's really informative. We listened to some incredible guest speakers, storyteller Gene Tagovan, the Governor Walker came. Lieutenant Governor Byron Mallott was there, and you can see their support for education and how they feel about students and how we're the stewards and we're the ones that will be the lighting beacon, teachers and people within the community. I also got the opportunity to go to a president's of the school board workshop, Mr. Ernest, and you're doing a great job. And it was really informative. I wasn't going to go. I was going to go to something else, and these guys made me go. But it was really a good presentation. We had large roundtable meetings with students, and that was really informative, where two students sort of had control of the table, and we got the opportunity to bounce ideas off them, find out what was working and what were some of the highlights for them in their school districts. And we didn't know one another, so that was, I really enjoyed that day. We had a really good legislative session. We talked about priorities that for this year as well as what happened last year. And then I was, because of Lynn, I got nominated to the Alaska Association of School Boards Directors Board, and I got elected. I have no idea how. But I really had an amazing day the day after the conference with a group of 15 people who really are setting, in many respects, some of the parameters for what we do for kids and how we do it and why we do it. And so I really felt humbled and really thankful that I had the opportunity to do that, because I wasn't sure if I really wanted to do that. And I think I did something else, but I will close.
Thank you, Ms. Vada. Mr. Dusick. Yes.
I also attended AASB with you guys, and I thought, I mean, I won't go on about what we did, because you guys definitely did, but I did meet with other student reps in the state. I mean, we've established contact, so that's kind of cool. We're going to try to work together and learn about our districts more. And then I also wanted to talk about, we had a student voice meeting last Thursday. Peggy was there at SOHI. Well, I guess it was on Skype for Business, but Peggy was at SOHI with us. We talked about a lot of things. I brought up the agenda a little bit, our agenda. I guess we talked about the calendar, approval of that, because there is a lot of freshmen and underclassmen that are going to have to live through that calendar in the next couple of years, so we talked about that. And otherwise, the main big thing I wanted to bring up that we talked about and introduced that is a district-wide Secret Santa, Hannah Delker thought of. She was here last time, the blonde girl. She talked about it a little bit, but we are doing it for sure, so if you know of any schools that are maybe on the line, definitely convince them, because it's a pretty cool idea. So, yeah, that was what we talked about. So, thank you.
Secret Santa. Interesting concept. Mr. Dusick, you can be the secret Santa. Committee reports. Mr. Castamore.
Policy Committee met this afternoon. We continued our work on a major revision to the room use, building use, room use policy. I imagine we'll spend much more time on it in the future.
Okay, other committee? Ms. Butler.
The Communications Committee met as well, and we did a recap of the history of the Communications Committee and briefly discussed last GST Communicator meeting that had 80 participants, and it was a regional T Communicator meeting. And we talked about the upcoming one that will happen on the 7th of February, where we'll discuss the strategic plan and the state of the budget. And we also discuss some legislative connection between the Legislative Committee and the Communications Committee, and it's something we'll be discussing further later. Thank you.
Thank you, Ms. Weidler. Mr. Holt.
Yes, the Legislative Committee really didn't meet today because we had legislators here. I'm Senator Machicki and Representative Seaton were here. And I can't give a report on them because I was busy babysitting.
Okay. All right, let's move on to our consent agenda. This is a little bit different layout. Oh, we got to do the Birdwick session report. You weren't going to let me move, were you? What you folks don't know is that this lady controls my screen. Work sessions earlier this afternoon, we had a Hanover research update, a fiscal year 17 budget revision work session, 2016-17 class size report work session, which was introduced earlier in the evening, five-year enrollment projections. I'm sorry, that was what was introduced earlier this evening. Work session on new board policy, 2017-18 and 2019-20 district-wide school calendars, which will be acted upon this evening, were discussed in a work session, and the comprehensive annual financial report was discussed in a work session. Busy afternoon. Everyone currently present was here for those work sessions. So we will move on to our consent agenda for this evening. On our consent agenda, well, you got to be able to move this thing somehow. What happened? Are you doing something? Are you sure? Well, there it goes. Now it'll move. All right, items on our consent agenda this evening, 2018 and 19 and 2019 and 20 district-wide calendars, leave of absence extension request support, leave of absence request support, 2016-17 long-term substitute contracts, 2016-17 new administrator contracts, 2016-17 new teacher contracts, and, well, that would be board policy AR 4117.6. So all of those items will be considered at one time. If there's any member of the public who wishes to speak to any of those items, this would be the moment. Seeing no one, I need a motion. Ms. Holt.
Move to approve consent items 10A through H.
Thank you.
I'll second.
Thank you, Ms. Vadla. Is there a discussion? Mr. Dusick, advisory vote?
Yes.
Madam Clerk?
All members have voted.
Thank you. Motion is approved. We will move on to 11A. This would be Board Policy 3470, Fund Balance, Board Policy 6187, Charter Schools, and Board Policy 6146.1, High School Graduation Requirements, I'm sorry, and Board Policy 6146.8, Diplomas. These items are available on the back table. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to speak to any of these items? Seeing no one, Mr. Castamore.
I move to divide the question to vote on BP 3470 separate from the remaining policies and to vote on the remaining policies as a group.
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Hull. Is there objection to that division of the question? Seeing no objection, we'll call that unanimous. You do that? Okay. So let's take the other three first. We need a motion. Ms. Castmore?
I move to approve the other three, which aren't in front of me, sorry. I move for approval of Board Policies BP 6187, BP 6146, and BP 6146.8.
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Hull. Is there discussion on the motion to approve those three? Mr. Dusick?
Yes.
Madam Clerk? Oh, did we get ahead of you? By dividing the question, I mean? Okay. Where are we waiting for the machine to... For what? Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. I was looking at the wrong thing.
Everyone's voted.
Tallied vote, please.
I'm getting there. Okay.
Motion is approved. So we are back to Board Policy 3470. I need a motion, Mr. Castamore.
I move to postpone the vote on BP 3470 until the board meeting in January 2017.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Holt. So the motion is to postpone consideration of this item until January meeting. Is there discussion? Ms. Hull?
I would like to ask if Dan could elaborate, just if he wouldn't mind, why.
I spoke with board member Navarre earlier this week, and he discussed some concerns he had related to this policy. He was unable to make it tonight. He asked if I would consider postponing it. I don't believe that it's time sensitive, so I see no reason we couldn't wait and hear from Mr. Navarre as well.
Mr. Jones, would this be time sensitive?
No, not as the items that are up.
Okay. Further discussion? Is there an objection? Seeing no objection, we can mark that one as unanimous. Now I got to figure out. Okay. We're down to item 11B, approval of Aurora Borealis Charter School application renewal. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to speak to this item? Seeing no one, I need a motion. Mr. Holt?
Yes, I move approval of action item 11B, Aurora Borealis Charter School application.
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Hull. Discussion? Mr. Castamore.
I've mentioned this before, but I continue to remain concerned about the lack of transportation and meal services offered at Aurora Borealis. I believe that a significant lack of diversity is demonstrated in the 2014-15 State of Alaska report card to the public for this school. And I further believe that this lack of diversity is attributable, at least in part, to the lack of these services. And as a result, I will not be voting to approve this charter tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Casimore. Anyone else? Mr. Ilg?
To echo what Dan was saying, I too have concerns of the busing and the lunching aspect. I think those are, while we're not mandated to provide those, it's a significant part of for a lower demographic of students and families. And but I think I'm definitely going to support the charter school application.
Ms. Holm?
And I share those concerns, but I am too, like Mike, I'm going to vote in support. I have another concern. I think this is, it's demonstrated it's a very good school, and that's with their kindergarten admission. And so, anyway, there are still a couple of reservations.
Ms. Monman?
And I, too, have reservations on approval of Aurora Borealis, although I think they're doing an exceptional job. But I question the same things that you've all mentioned, so I just wanted to say that.
Ms. Casimore.
You know, I don't think anybody up here disagrees that this school does a phenomenal job. You guys have done a great job for a very long time, but I hope that the takeaway from this meeting will be that when you guys go back to your APC committees and you guys are talking about changes in the future, that you're cognizant of the fact that we got four people up here who are very concerned and that we should be looking at some of those changes. So, thank you.
Further discussion? Mr. Dusick.
Yes.
Madam Clerk.
Voting's open. Everyone's voted.
Tally the vote, please. Motion is approved. 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 5 to 2. Correct. Are you doing the math right?
Correct, 5 to 2.
Thank you. No, it says right on it. I don't have to add them up. I'm going to learn this. Right, we're down to the Fireweed Academy Charter School Renewal Application. Is there anyone in the public wishes to speak to this item? Seeing no one, any motion? Mr. Kelly?
I move approval of Item 11C, Fireweed Academy Charter School Renewal Application.
I'll second.
Thank you, Ms. Vadla. Is there a discussion? Mr. Castamore.
I would just like to make note that I'm very appreciative to all three of these charter schools. They've agreed to allow their terms to be offset slightly. So, for instance, Aurora Borealis was set up for an 8-year term. This one is a 10, and I believe that Solana Montessori is in the middle at 9. We really appreciate that it's going to be more work for the APC committees in one cycle, but it sure will be nice for everyone involved to be able to focus and provide the attention necessary on these important documents.
Thank you, Mr. Casimore. Is there any objection to approval of this? Seeing no objection, we'll mark that as unanimous. 11D, Soldatna Montessori Charter School Application Renewal. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to speak to this item? Seeing no one, the motion, Mr. Holt.
Yes, I move approval of action item 10D, the Soldatna Montessori Charter School Application Renewal.
Second.
It was you? Thank you, Ms. Holt. I couldn't tell if it was you or Penny. Is there discussion on this renewal? Ms. Vadla.
And this is a comment for all of the charters in our district. I am really appreciative of what you do in all the charter schools and that you offer a different program and I support everything you do. I do have some concerns, but I think we have some of the best charter schools in the state.
Further discussion? Is there objection? Seeing no objection, count that unanimous. 11E, FY6, well, this would be accepting the comprehensive annual financial report that we reviewed this afternoon. Is there anyone in the public who would like to speak to this item? Seeing no one, I need a motion. Ms. Castmore.
I move for approval of item 11E, the FY16 Comprehensive Annual Financial Report.
I think we want to work into that verbiage, accepting the annual financial report. That's what we're doing here.
Very good.
What you said.
Yeah.
I need a second.
I'll second.
Thank you, Mr. Ilg. Is there discussion on this item? Ms. Castmore.
I just have a couple of things that I've noticed that I'm concerned about or the questions about, and the primary one being the changes to our reporting of our unallocated fund balance. You know, this year we're showing the 3%, I believe, minimum as committed fund balance, when in reality, you know, the money hasn't changed. We've simply stated that we're going to save that. And I don't want the appearance to be that we're now claiming we only have a $2.5 million fund allowance when last year we had in the neighborhood of $7 million. So it's just a concern that I have, and I hope that we explain that well to the public. And if you have any response, Dave, I'd love to hear it.
Yeah, we haven't said that it can't be spent. What we've said is that the board has taken action to say that we need 3% committed and set aside, and that it can be spent, but it takes an actual action by the board to do so. And so, you know, when we have presented the charts and those things to people, we've tried to do it in a way that shows last year the unassigned was here was in two categories. This year the unassigned here is in, I mean, last year was in one category, this year it's in two, committed, unassigned. And we're not trying to tell people we can't spend that. We're telling them it's important that you guys have a reserve, and that to spend the 3% portion of it, you need to take an actual vote to do so.
And you had another concern, Mr. Castmore?
Just quickly, Mr. President, just a quick comment. I've already been working with the borough administration on that because that was a question that had come up, and it's very clear in policy the process and the procedures, and that's something that I'm going to be emphasizing tomorrow night at the assembly meeting as well, because that question I'm sure will come up, because that's the thing is, well, now suddenly you only have $2 million left in fund balance. No, we are just making a point that we want to keep it here. Yeah, it could be used. But we will actually take a vote, and everybody will probably speak on it and say, we are at the cliff, is really what it means, if we use that money. So, you know, and I'll be that direct with the assembly as well tomorrow.
Okay. Mr. Holt?
Yeah, I'd like to thank Mr. Castmore for bringing that up, because that's an issue that, you know, having just run for a political office, it came up a couple times. And I think that we just need to be clear about what we're doing there and not appear to be moving funds around. I think the more transparency we can present to the public and to the assembly, the better. So thank you for bringing that up. And thank you, Mr. Jones, too, for clarifying it.
Mr. Castmore?
And just to be clear, it's my understanding that the way that it's reported is in compliance with GASB. That was never my intent to question that. I just want to make sure that we're absolutely clear, because I don't want people from the borough to come and say, oh, you guys are hiding money. And I've already heard that from more than one person, and I want to make sure that we come out ahead of this thing saying, hey, no, we're not hiding it. You know, this is the way GASB says it's to be reported. We're reporting it the way we're supposed to. So I just.
Valid point. Ms. Hull.
And I may be completely confused, but was the 3% item that we postponed to our next meeting?
Yes.
Okay, so, no, it's a different.
Go ahead.
We were making additional changes to that policy. However, there is a policy that has been approved by this board which sets a minimum fund balance. So while we were looking at making modifications this evening, it doesn't change the fact that there's already an existing policy.
The policy is in place already. It's just being changed.
Well, it says we should maintain. It doesn't say we have to, the existing policy. So what we're changing it to is that it requires the board to go below the 3%. We haven't done that yet. That's what's postponed until the next meeting. Is that correct? That's what official board action by a majority vote is, the one we postpone until Tim could be here.
The changes that were going to be made were suggestions by the auditor to clear stuff up. On page one, instead of just saying inappropriate fund balance, he said we should have inappropriate level of fund balance. And then the next change was down on page two, where we list the state of Alaska's reserve allowances. Below that, he wants us to add a sentence that says other uses of schools balance must be listed under the unreserved portion of the fund balance as designations. And then the one title, minimum unassigned fund balance, it's just minimum fund balance. And then on page three, then we talk about the 3%, we're clarifying by saying that it currently says board, it says general fund of 3%. You're going to do that. And then it says board approval is required. What he's adding is official board approval by majority vote is required to go below 3%. Those were the changes that were up for tonight. The 3% was set when we did the policy a couple of years ago.
Please excuse my confusion.
And the board approved it then, yes.
Further discussion? Mr. Kelly.
I want to thank the finance department and congratulate them on the audit that was presented today. I think they've done a really good job, and I think Lori has done an excellent job here. I'm looking forward to working with Liz in the future as well.
Anyone else? Is there objection? Seeing no objection, mark that unanimous. Next item is the fiscal year 17 budget revision as presented this afternoon in the work session. Paperwork is on the back page, on the back desk. Is there anyone in the public who wishes to speak to this item? Seeing no one, Mr. Holt.
Yes, I approve. I move for approval of action item 10F, fiscal year 17 budget revision.
Thank you, Ms. Vadla. Is there discussion on that budget item? Is there, Ms. Castmore?
I just have a question. I'm curious, when it comes to charter schools and food services, are they charged a portion of that general fund transfer for food services?
What happens is at the end of the year, we take a deficit for the district, divide it by the number of students we have, and then assess that per student charge to the individual charter schools. That's the same way we did transportation when we had a deficit in transportation. It's the portion per pupil that they're assessed for.
Go ahead.
So then just to clarify, in previous discussions, and I've said this myself, I've always said that charter schools don't get impacted by the cost of food service or transportation. However, as we move forward and these we've predicted that we may have to do a transfer in the future for transportation. We're already doing a fund transfer annually for food services. So it is possible that these will start to impact their annual budget, correct?
That's correct.
Okay. I look forward to that review of food services as well.
Further discussion? Is there an objection? Seeing no objection, we are unanimous. Item 11G would be a move to approve a board special committee entitled Kenai Peninsula Borough School District Healthcare Costs Review Committee. For anyone in the public who wishes to speak to this item? Seeing no one, I need a motion. Mr. Holt.
Yes, I move approval of action item 11G, KPBSD healthcare costs or health cost review committee 2016 to 12-5.
No, I don't
need that
meeting. You need a second.
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Hull. Is there discussion? Ms. Hull?
Is this a committee that will come back to the board also with our committee assignments? Because it just says that it will be appointed by you. It doesn't mention anything.
Yeah, it's
I'm just wondering.
To get input on this the same as everything else.
Okay, cool.
Anyone else? Mr. Castamore.
I'm just concerned with the efficacy of this committee. Not to say that we can't gain something from this, but I know that the borough just undertook a very long, protracted look at healthcare, and you know, the end result was basically nothing, which is frustrating. So I do worry that we're going to put a lot of energy into this and not get a lot in return.
Anyone else? Any objection? Mr. Castamore? Madam Clerk, would you call the poll of, or I'm sorry, Mr. Dusick?
Yes.
Voting is open. Everyone's voted.
Tally the vote, please. Vote is 6 yes, 1 no. Motion is approved. Item 11H, establishing a information committee to consist of the combined legislative and communications committee. If there's anyone in the public who wishes to speak on this agenda item, this would be the moment. Seeing no one, Mr. Holt.
I'll get it right this time. I move approval of action item 11H, information committee, period.
And I'll second.
Thank you, Ms. Vidla. Is there a discussion? Is there objection? Seeing no objection, motion is approved. Item 11I, this would be a moment where we can go into executive session if someone would like to make that motion and the group agrees. Mr. Castamore.
I move the board go into executive session to discuss matters, the immediate knowledge of which would clearly have an adverse effect on the finances of the school district. The session is held to discuss the FY 16 through 18 district office staff and administrative salary scales.
Second.
Thank you, Ms. Holm. Is there discussion? And clerk? Yeah, or I don't know that we need to have this student advisory vote on this one. Probably not. Go ahead.
Voting's open. All members have voted.
Everyone has? Go ahead. Voting 6 yes, 1 no. So we will. Pardon me?
I mean, you can't come with that.
Exactly. I'll just stay here. we will go into executive session. We will be gone however long that requires, and then we'll come back and continue our meeting. Executive session.
I move the move out of executive session.
Thank you, Mr. Holt.
A second.
Thank you, Ms. Bodnar. Is there discussion? Is there objection? Seeing no objection, we are out of executive session. And we will move on to item 11K, FY 16 through 18, exempt employee salary schedule. Anyone in the public who wishes to speak to this item? Seeing no one, need a motion. Mr. Ilg?
Is it possible to
not until make, you a make the motion?
Oh, I'll make a motion to approve item K, FY16-18 exempt employee salary schedule 2016-12-5.
Thank you.
Second.
2016-12-5, that's today's date.
Okay.
But that's all right.
I'm just reading it as it is. Sorry.
Need a second.
I'll second.
Thank you, Ms. Vadla. Now, Mr. Elby, you were going to ask a question before you made your motion.
I don't know if the board would approve to approve K, L, and M all together, or should we just do them separately?
We've got them separately. We'll okay. just go through them separately. We have a motion and a second. Is there a discussion? Mr. Castmore.
After discussion with the administration, I personally believe that this contract is reasonable and fair as it relates to the teachers and the staff agreement. I don't think that anything is being done here that's different from what they're getting, so I hope we don't get complaints of that. That being said, I won't be supporting these agreements today simply based on the fact that I didn't support the teacher contract or the staff contract. I think they started out too high, and I think we ended up too high. And as we enter into uncertain financial times, I think we should be looking at reducing costs and not increasing them. Thank you.
Further discussion? Mr. Dusick, advisory vote?
Yes.
Madam Clerk, would you open the voting, please?
Voting's open. All members have voted.
Tally it, please. Vote is 6 yes, 1 no. The motion carries. Move on to 11L, FY16 through 18, District Office Administrator Salary Schedules. Anyone in the public who wishes to speak to this item? Seeing no one, I need a motion.
I move to approve 11K, FY16-18, Exempt Employee Salary Schedule.
We already did that one.
I'm sorry. FY16-18, District Office Administrator Salary Schedules.
Thank you, Ms. Vadla.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Holt. Is there a discussion? Ms. Holt.
I'm going to be voting no on this. I can't do it in these financial times. And I wish I'd had a little more information, a little more time. I know we've been talking about this. We've had other meetings, but I'm still not comfortable.
Anyone else? Mr. Dusick.
Yes.
Madam Clerk.
Voting's open. All members have voted.
Go ahead, tally the vote. Vote is 5 yes, 2 no. The motion is approved. Item 11M, FY16 through 18, Kenai Peninsula Administrators Association negotiated agreement. Anyone in the public who wishes to speak to this item? Seeing no one, I need a motion. Ms. Vadla.
I'll move to approve 11M, FY16-18, Kenai Peninsula Administrators Association, KPAA negotiated agreement.
Second.
Thank you, Mr. Holt. Discussion? Mr. Dusick?
Yes.
Madam Clerk?
Voting's open. All All members have voted.
Tally the vote, please. The vote is 5 yes, 2 no. Motion is approved. We'll move on to public presentations, comments. This is any topic that any member of the public wishes to speak on. Seeing no one. Board comments, Ms. Hall.
I had forgotten a few things that I attended, like the AASB conference, until other people started mentioning them. I participated in resolutions in the awards committee, committees, and I always learn something at those conferences that I think helped me make me hopefully a better board member. I attended the key communicator meeting in Kenai, the health insurance meeting in Seward. And I should have mentioned, I do have a concern with Sadat and Montessori, too, that wouldn't keep me from approving their contract. I voted yes, and I fully support the concept and the school, but I am concerned about their Montessori training, continuing training for their teachers and their parents. And I mentioned that during our charter school meeting. So I hope that they, I hope when they come back, they'll have a more rigorous training schedule for teachers and parents. And I was really, really pleased with Shanette. Is it Wick?
Wick.
Yeah. It's amazing what Boys and Girls Club has done out at McKiskey. I mean, they're just... I've been involved with the Boys and Girls Club in Seward, and was a volunteer there for many, many years. And it's just so impressive what you guys have been able, what they've been able to do out there with the community help and with the principals and everyone in the schools. I really enjoyed the Mountain View presentation, and they try that little wheel on my when I'm better one-on-one with my granddaughters, with toddlers and grade and. I kind of don't have as much energy as I did when I had 4 kids at home. So when we get all of them together, it may come in handy for conflict resolution when we're babysitting. And I love the 21 Days of Kindness, and especially it was amazing the one class that went kind of way over. I mean, I thought she was going to say they did a few things over, but she kept going and going and going, and that was just wonderful. And I'd like to call in to the... meeting in January, and I'm thinking Penny should go to the borough meeting tomorrow night with Sean as our VP.
I have papers to grade.
Just as a heads up, if, when you call in, if you're internet accessible, you can participate right off of your vote, right off of your computer.
Very neat. Mm-hmm. I'm not sure where I'll be on that day, but
well,
I may
communicate with Debbie.
Oh, I definitely will.
Mr. Elby.
Yes, thank you. I have a few items I'd like to mention. The first one is I want to say good luck to Lori Olson in your retirement. I didn't get to work with you very long, but I know you've done a wonderful, wonderful job for the school district. So thank you for your service and happy retirement. But you've told me you're still going to work doing something else, but hopefully we see you around. I want to acknowledge and tip the hat to Sean Dusick, president of the superintendent board. I mean, that's a testament of what a superintendent we have, so that's very cool. And, of course, Penny Vadla being elected to the AASB board is quite an honor and another great representation of KPBSD. Thank you for doing that. I want to point out this year is the 28th year of the Homer Nutcracker production. Over 210 people and 75 of our local students in the Southern Peninsula. And the school district is a player in that with the theater and the infrastructure we provide. And I know that that production has inspired hundreds and hundreds of kids to do amazing things with their lives as adults, whether they go on somewhere else in the country or back in Alaska. I just, it's very cool to see that inside and out as my daughter is signing up for Sia there in that production. The busing in the Southern Peninsula is, we appreciate all that the administration is doing with that. And I think Jen and I have a pretty good handle on how we're going to continue to educate the public of this transition. One of the major things that is coming out of it is figuring out where the kids are going to be after school. And it's inspirational to see some Boys and Girls Club employees and programs doing so well. And I bumped in and said, we need that. So hopefully that happens, and hopefully the school district can help make that happen too. I know they're working on that. And lastly, one of my first starts in the school district was as a wrestling coach. And I want to say good luck to the Homer Mariners, Kenai Cardinals, Soldotna Stars, Nikiski Bulldogs. And I think Homer has a very, very good chance to win their second state title in a row. So good luck to all, and Merry Christmas and Happy New Year.
Mr. Kelly. I just wanted to say that I really enjoyed the school reports tonight. Mount View Elementary, Sterling L, the positive responses to conflict wheel, I think is extremely applicable now. And also the 21-day kindness challenge. I thought it was a great example to model to children how to make a difference out there. It was great to see Sean Dusick kind of do the mannequin challenge there. I wasn't quite sure if that was what that was, but and I'm looking forward to attending the Winter Boardmanship Academy and the Equity and Education Summit later this week in Anchorage with AASB. So.
Mr. Castmore.
No comments, thank
you. Mr. Holt.
Well, I too am going to miss Lori Olson quite a bit. You know, Dave's okay, but when you really want to find out something with somebody that can explain it to you, Lori's, she's a little bit better. Not much. And during the Hanover report, I learned a new word that's kind of my word of the day, illuminative. I thought that that was a great word. It seemed like an odd place for it, such a prosaic presentation, but it was great. And as everybody knows, I'm sort of obsessive-compulsive about our ski trails. And so if anybody's interested, the skiing is on at Saltesi. Thank you.
Ms. Vadla.
To carry on with Bill's illuminative, I really had a wonderful time with Nathan, Jody, Tyler, and Hayden over at Mountain View when we were working on those skits. They were a hoot and a half to work with, and they did a much better job than I did tonight. And that positive and that conflict wheel is amazing. It's really powerful. I saw that all throughout that school. It was just really enlightening and illuminating. I'd like to thank the legislators, Representative Paul Seaton and Senator Marchicki, for spending the time with us tonight. That was really appreciated. I'd like to also thank Denise Kelly at Sterling High School. I really enjoyed that presentation. I really believe that our world definitely does need a lot more kindness and understanding. And I really appreciated the CAFR report and the Hancock reports that were, is it Hancock?
Hanover.
I keep saying Hancock, John Hancock, probably because I'm from Boston. But the Golden Apples, Galen and Jeanette, thank you for all the amazing work that you do. And God bless you and have a nice Christmas and New Year's, whoever sneezed.
Mr. Ducey.
Yeah, thank you to Sterling and Mountain View. Those are really, it's always fun to see what the elementary schools are doing, especially when I'm in high school all the time. I don't really get to see what good things are going on with the younger kids. Yeah, congrats to Mr. Brantley, Coach Brantley, for all the wins and everything he does for So High in the community. And Ms. Wick also, congrats. Yeah, Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. I'll see you all in 2017. That'll be my last couple months as a Kenai Peninsula Borough student. So I'm excited, also sad, but excited too.
Last couple of months of being a high school kid.
Mm-hmm.
I guess just a couple of quick comments this evening. You know, one of the disadvantages of sitting in this chair is that you kind of don't get to participate in the conversation as much as sometimes you'd like to. I wanted to comment just briefly on the salaries, the contracts that we approved tonight, as well as the other ones. I'm quite certain that nobody at this table is really happy with those. Unfortunately, that you have to balance that off against, in my opinion, against the damage that can be done by not having those contracts. I know that Mr. Dusick and Mr. O'Brien worked diligently with central office staff to get those contracts done. I'm happy that those are done. I think the significant thing we need to keep in mind as board members is if what we think is going to happen in Juneau happens, we are going to need all of these people to be our partners, not our adversaries, because what we did in the way of contracts for this year are going to pale in significance to what we're going to have to do in the next few years. So that's my attitude towards, my approach towards it, and while I understand people voting against it, and I'm not opposed to that, I just wanted to voice that. I do want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and have a good holiday season, and I guess we'll all come back here in January all revved up and ready to go. I assume we have no need for an executive session. Then this meeting is adjourned.